Cincinnati's number one in music station, Kiss 107.1. John, John, and friends, I cannot tell you how excited I am. Let's switch some gears here again. Thank you to Bruce from Samaritan Car Care Clinic that I just had in moments ago. But it's a Wellness Wednesday, and a wellness in so many ways. So I'm going to bring in Deborah Cribbs, who I just met, founder and leader of Give Them 10 Movement. Cats, listen, you said this off the air. Let's start there with the wellness tie-in and having cats in your house or just animals that in general that you are close to. We have a dog and two cats that actually you said there are studies show it adds to your wellness.
I can make the case that companion animals, pets in the household make everybody more well.
Yeah.
So happy Wellness Wednesday.
Back at you. And then, so here's what you can do ahead of time. Minimize your Excel sheet. GiveThem10.org so you can understand what we're about to chat about this afternoon. Deborah, myself, and if you have cats, especially rescues, adoptions in any capacity, this is certainly going to interest you. And getting more to adopt, honestly. There's so many goals here and so many things you need to hear about with Give Them 10. As Deborah's in the door, John, John, and friends, more next.
Kiss 107.1 is Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's number one in music station, Kiss 107.1. John Down and Friends Wellness Wednesday. Stevie Carr will be in just a bit. And I think we're getting into financial wellness a little bit. I kind of did that off the air with Deborah Cribbs over here. But this is more so about other aspects of wellness in your life. Companionship in the house. And yes, that includes cats. I know I give the cats in our house a hard time. I truly do love, and you can document this. You can, everyone slide in the DMs of my wife if you'd like, that I love our cats at our house. Zeppelin and Arrow, they add so much. Our daughter, especially, our three-year-old is obsessed with them. They put up with so much. They're so patient with her. And they're both rescues. So this kind of leads into the Give Them 10 movement. Can you tell me about this, Deborah? I love this.
So first, the name, Give Them 10. Cats have 9 lives. We want to give them 10.
Let's give them 10.
We started about a decade ago funding local shelters and rescues in the greater Cincinnati area.
Mm-hmm.
And when we got started, my team and I are business people, and we're in a slightly dysfunctional charitable world. So we looked at it as business people and thought, we've got all of this money because we run a private foundation.
Right.
We have all of this money to deploy on cats. How can we be fiduciaries and spend this money wisely? First, we had to figure out what the problem was. Problem was that they're killing cats all over the place in shelters.
Yeah.
The live release rate, when we got involved, that number in this area was somewhere around 30%. So 70% of the cats that entered these shelters were being killed, basically for no good reason. We looked at it, well, how do we fix that? What's everybody else doing? Who's succeeded? Best practices, you know, business people.
Yeah.
And we realized that spay neuter, we call it the low hanging fruit. Get it?
Oh boy.
But low-hanging fruit.
But the solution's there. I know there's so many other aspects to it and how people can get involved themselves through Give Them 10. Let's go over that some more next as Deborah Cribbs is in here. Cincinnati's number one in music station, Kiss 107.1, John, John, and friends. Wellness in so many ways. I met Deborah Cribbs today, and I'm so fortunate because she is the founder and leader of Give Them 10, the movement that is committed to improving the 9 lives we normally know cats having to 10. And so an awesome name to start with. But then you mentioned there are so many solutions that are literally just right there in front of us.
Absolutely. Adopt a cat from a shelter. Don't buy a cat.
Both rescues at our house. And nothing against you if you decided to go a different path with having the cats in your house, but it's definitely something to consider. Adoption. What's the Scooters Help Center?
Well, we realized that what was missing regionally was a one-stop resource center. Uh-huh. Any questions you might have about a cat? It might be, hey, how do I get my cat spay-neutered for a low price? It might be my cat's throwing up. It might be my dog's throwing up. We can still help dogs. Our vision is that we have a regional resource center for anything that has to do with companion animals, honestly.
Regardless of whether it's cat, dog.
We're equal opportunity helpers at this point.
It's awesome.
We center our lives on cats. Cats are people too.
I know. The two in our house. Well, the house actually belongs to the cats and the dog. We just happen to be tenants.
That's the way it usually is, John.
It throws off the entire dynamic if they don't have their food at the time in the morning. As Arrow's following me to the bathroom, and first thing I got to do is get downstairs, sprinkle this powder probiotics on their food. This is the life that we're in. Hey, why don't you get more on this yourself? It's givethem10.org, this awesome organization that has been founded and created. Deborah Cribbs, I appreciate you
Thank
so
you.
Much. A great Wellness Wednesday continues with Stevie Carr next.